This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
It's kind of going to turn out to be a personality test, I feel. I'm a little nervous when these things come up. There is a story out about the 10 friends you have to have in your life.
Have to.
And it's really, we're going to describe some of these friends, but then we're going to try to figure out which ones of these we are.
Oh, no.
Steve is already like guessing which one, just based on headlines, because there's things like the funny friend. I think amongst the three of us, we're probably all the funny friend in at least one of our relationships, right?
Yes, in a couple, but I have some funnier people in my life.
They're funnier than you?
Yeah.
Here's the weird thing about, like, are you going to be mad if I say this?
What's that?
You're really funny here, but I feel like you probably go home and you're just dour.
Yeah, I'm not funny at all.
like you spend it all here and then you just go home and you're just like,
boom. Nailed it.
So are you not the funny friend for anybody?
I'm not the funny friend. Like Amber said, everyone, the few people I know, the acquaintances, they're all much funnier.
Really?
Yeah. Like you're the funny friend. You'd be my funny
friend. I have a different level of funny when I'm not here that's very filthy. So I'm the filthy friend. Is that one of the ones?
Filthy funny friend, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta be on there.
But like, okay. But I still think your friends think you're funny. Like, people wouldn't, and I don't want to bring drugs into it, but like, you don't want to do drugs with somebody that's just like, bleh.
It's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, and you have friends that want to like hang out and smoke a bowl. And like, like if you were just completely dour, there would be nothing. No one would be knocking down your door.
They really aren't now. That's a good, okay. Maybe you're onto something.
Okay. So Steve's not the funny friend.
No.
The workout friend. Anybody here the workout friend?
Definitely not me.
Are we talking like going to the gym friend or just...
They say this is the kind of friend that gets you out of the house, whether it's go to the gym, see a movie, kayaking, hiking, doing something like the, like, I'm sort of that guy.
You're the workout. You organize, you invite.
I have different friendships. Don't we all?
Yeah,
we do.
Like you have your, these people are the people I do this with. These people are,
right.
I have friends that I just like, we motivate each other. They're my workout friend. I'm their workout friend. But we're not that funny together. We're not the other stuff.
But you do motivate. You guys are super motivators for each other.
Well, we usually put skin in the game.
Sure.
Right.
But you're still motivated. Yeah.
So I'm kind of shocked, Amber, that you're not that.
I'm more of like, I will go if they invite me. You know what I mean? Like they're like, you want to go to this class? I'm like, cool. Yeah. And then we'll grab coffee after. But I don't initiate usually.
Neither do I ever.
Which is why, and we're skipping around here, but one of them is called the lazy friend. And Steve immediately thought it was going to be him.
Yeah, because I don't put forth any effort at all towards the friendship, but they mean something different.
You don't with anybody, though.
I don't. The only time, you know what? When I was a social butterfly in high school, but not once did I ever call anybody else to go do something. They always called me.
Wow,
never
you were so cool.
Well,
but I mean, do people get, because I am the exact same way as you are. I'll hang out with anybody, but I don't initiate it ever.
Okay.
Really?
I don't.
Because you're just happy.
That frustrates me as a friend.
I get it. And I think I have friends who are super frustrated.
Lopsided
with me.
Friend. They consider it a lopsided friendship.
But it's not lopsided when we get together.
Right?
But if you're the only one initiating it, it's annoying. And I've had to check myself because I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like the fourth time they've said we should get together. And I haven't, you know, like you have to balance. You have to feel like you want to be hung out with as much as you want to, you know, hang out with them.
If no one calls me, I'm just fine.
I want to do things, but not bad enough to start the ball rolling.
There it is.
Like, that shocks me.
Would you ditch him as a friend because of that? Because I remember you a couple months ago, Amber, you were getting frustrated because you were having to do, like, I got to round everybody up. It was like you were trying to get that big vacation going.
Yeah.
And it was on your head to get everybody, and we just, I'm done. Forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's annoying.
It gets frustrating. You're in the group text, and you're trying to plan where you're going for brunch, and no one's texting back, and you're just like, forget it.
Yes.
Slacker, step up your game.
No, but it's like with Steve in high school, like, somebody's always planning something, so I don't have to.
Right.
Like, somebody else is always planning something. Like, you know the friend Chad.
Yes.
The guy just, he's just a social butterfly. Like, he's got, I guarantee you the next 3 weekends, he's got something going with Gareth or Mark or, like, all these different people. It's like, he can't sit.
Right.
And I'll just jump in on one of those.
Yes, see?
Like, I don't have to be the one who.
No fuss, no.
I don't.
But you bring. But when you're there, you have value. You bring things to the, yeah.
But I get it. Like, Amber's right.
Yeah.
It's, at a certain point, it's like.
This is one-sided.
They have to be saying, as soon as I stop putting in effort, we'd never see you again. And that's probably true.
Uh-huh.
I would eventually get sad.
Then it's too late.
You would take me back. You would too, because I'm fine.
Oh, no.
I get you working out. By the way, that none of what we just talked about is what the lazy friend is.
No.
It's actually somebody who's comfortable with mess, your mess. Like, they let you be your lazy self.
Yeah. Okay.
They'll eat a box of Pop-Tarts with you while watching a marathon of Law and Order, is what this thing says.
Okay.
The old friend. They're saying not necessarily chronologically. You just have a friend that you've had a long time.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
I have a lot of those. I've had the same friends since forever.
That's actually good.
It kind of is, but then don't you want, like, I feel like you made friends a long time ago and you've made no new friends. You just don't.
None whatsoever.
You're just like, this
you're
is
right.
my.
So I'm kind of stunted. I'm kind of in a little box, maybe a rut when it comes to, because no one's opening up my world. I'm not opening up their world.
And you could. Like, I'm a little shocked you didn't get tighter with your neighbors. Like, I feel like Amber is going to, like, when this is all over, Amber's going to be like, oh, my God, I play bunko with a way. Like, she's going to be
home.
She's going to have a new circle.
I see that.
Circle.
Yeah. Yeah. And, well, maybe for you, Steve, it could be that you don't.
I don't have kids.
Yes.
You don't fit into the, like, I don't.
They're going to get together and go, isn't it crazy when your kid? Oh, never mind. Oh, when you. Oh,
and then I'm talking about hooking up, doing this.
Yeah, crazy. We can't get the girl to leave. The artsy friend. Definitely not this.
Oh, they're like into.
I think I'm this for some people. Like, I like to go to museums and shows.
No, you
and
don't.
I do.
You go to museums.
Sometimes.
You don't. She's trying to pretend she's something.
I do.
She's not. You do not go to.
Yes,
you,
I do.
Oh, my God. You see her at a museum.
If there's a huge exhibit that's coming through.
If there's a
I go to the Denver Art Museum.
I was going to go.
She is not the artsy friend.
What?
Oh, my God. You're artsy if there's a paint and drink thing. Like paint and Pino. You are not. I'm sorry.
I like going to the theater and all that stuff. Yes, I do.
It's like with Slacker. As long as there's wine being
drunk. Oh my God. Tell the
I'm
truth.
I'm the alcoholic friend, I guess, then.
That's not on the list, but I think that's
it. Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.